With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The National Weather Service has a flood advisory in place until 8:15 p.m. for an area stretching from Butte west through Missoula and Lolo into Granite County. It says slow-moving to stationary thunderstorms are expected to continue developing this evening, and they're capable of producing very heavy rain. Flash flooding could occur in areas with wildfire burn scars and in the city of Butte. Again, that flood advisory is through 8:15 tonight. Montana's Republican representatives in Congress want new clean water rules issued today by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency repealed. Both Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke say the new rules, adding protections to small streams, tributaries, and wetlands, is overreach by the Obama administration. But Montana environmental and wildlife groups are praising the new regulations. Chris Brick is staff scientist for the Clark Fork Coalition in Missoula.
They've held many public meetings. They've, had thousands of public comments. They've consulted with, many, many different interest groups. So it's not as if it's been a top-down approach. It's certainly been inclusive. I think the backlash is primarily political.
The EPA and Army Corps of Engineers say the new rules clarify regulations that were muddied by a couple of recent Supreme Court decisions on the Federal Clean Water Act. The agencies say the new rules will protect drinking water for 117 million Americans. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped to 4% in April. That's the lowest rate since September of 2007. Governor Steve Bullock says more people are looking for work and more people have been able to find jobs. Five Democratic senators, including Montana's John Tester, are asking colleagues to fund preservation efforts for the imperiled greater sage grouse and Gunnison sage grouse. The senators yesterday urged the Appropriations Committee to fund programs that include cooperative efforts with landowners. The greater sage grouse lives across the West. The Gunnison grouse is found in Colorado and Utah. In November, federal officials designated the Gunnison grouse as a threatened species, the less restrictive of two categories under the Endangered Species Act. They face a September deadline to decide whether to protect the greater sage grouse. State and federal agencies hope voluntary efforts will avoid a listing because of the restrictions it would bring. The senators besides Tester supporting preservation funding are Michael Bennett of Colorado, Dianne Feinstein of California, and Oregon's Jeff Merkley and Ron Wyden. State and federal wildlife officials are investigating who shot and killed a female grizzly bear found May 20th in northern Montana near Glacier National Park. The Flathead Beacon reports the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service special agent and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists went to the site and found evidence of two 15-month-old bear cubs. They appeared healthy and were left in the wild. An examination of the female bear's carcass at a Bozeman lab showed the animal was shot. Anyone with information is being asked to contact wildlife officials. A man who suffered a knee injury while working at the Montana State Prison in 2000 has acknowledged defrauding the state workers' compensation fund by collecting disability benefits while running a construction company in Utah. The Attorney General's office says 52-year-old Benji Leroy Christensen of Roosevelt, Utah, pleaded guilty to felony theft in district court in Helena on May 21st. He was given a 10-year probationary sentence and ordered to pay more than $97,000 in restitution. Charging documents alleged Christensen started collecting permanent disability benefits in April 2004. A lack of information from Christensen's doctor led to a state investigation that found Christensen was working full days at construction sites in Vernal, Utah, while telling the state fund he was unable to work and spent most of his days in bed. A Haverman, who's the acting CEO of the Rocky Boy Health Clinic, has denied charges that he falsely reported his income from 2009 to 2011. Darren Lee Miller pleaded not guilty to three counts of income tax evasion yesterday during his arraignment before U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Johnson in Great Falls. Prosecutors allege Miller reported over $300,000 in income over the 3 years and paid just over $48,000 in taxes, but he'd actually earned more over the 3 years and should have paid another $41,000 in taxes. Miller's trial is set for August 3rd. Two previous clinic employees have faced federal charges, including embezzlement and bribery. A flood advisory remains in place for an area stretching from Butte west through Missoula and Lolo into Granite County until 8:15 tonight. The University of Montana Western in Dillon plans to offer veterinary technician and veterinarian assistant programs in collaboration with Arizona-based Pima Medical Institute. PMI is building its educational lab and accepting applications for classes that will begin in November. Students in the programs will have access to Western's housing, dining, and recreation facilities. Provost Carl Ulrich says Western's equine studies students are also interested in the programs to supplement their coursework. The Vet Tech program takes 18 months and trains students to become veterinary nurses. The curriculum includes animal behavior and care, surgical assisting, and laboratory testing. The 9-month Vet Assistant program trains students in post-operative animal care, surgical assistance, teeth cleaning, medication administration, blood draws, and lab work. Veterinarian Rick Schur of Great Falls said the program will help fill a need in Montana. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.